You're tuned into The Global Voice, and this is At The Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and this is an hour of music for crate diggers, showcasing the best in library music, easy tempo jazz, psychedelic pop, and more. So light up the lava lamp, crank up the turntable. We will begin At The Tone. Thank you. Spanish group known as Belago with a cover version of Slow Dive's Ruti from the Pygmalion LP. I don't think I've ever heard a cover version of Ruti. I've heard a number of cover versions of tunes by Slow Dive, but that's a beautiful and complicated and drifting tune, Ruti by Belago. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to At The Tone here on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. So, we're playing music for libraries and lava lamps, a mix of dusty groove, easy jazz, and a tinge of psychedelia from the 1960s through today.
Exploring science in the sea. Seagrass beds provide a home for many species of fish. The fish can hide from predators in the blades of grass and find food in the sand and mud on the bottom. But when the beds get thinner and patchier, the fish thin out too. There are fewer fish and fewer species of fish, so it's important to keep seagrass beds intact. Splitting them up is bad for the entire ecosystem. A team of researchers studied this effect, called habitat fragmentation, in seagrass beds in Back Sound off the coast of North Carolina. The scientists looked at a large area of the seafloor. Some parts of it were almost completely covered with seagrass. In other parts, though, the beds were patchy. Seagrass covered only a small fraction of the bottom. The researchers found that some patchiness was okay as long as the seagrass covered enough of the total surface area. When the patches were small and isolated, though, things weren't as bright. The number of species of fish found in the patches went down, and so did the density of fish. The beds weren't as thickly settled. In part, that may be because some species of fish that inhabit seagrass beds aren't especially good swimmers. Trying to travel from one patch of grass to another makes them easy prey for larger, faster fish, thinning out the population. Loss of seagrass beds is a growing problem. Many human activities are damaging these vital habitats, so it's important to keep the beds intact, providing a solid foundation for coastal ecosystems. Science in the Sea is a production of the University of Texas Marine Science Institute and is on the web at scienceinthesea.org. I'm Holly Brawley.
Attitude. Come and join the attitude test, not a platitude test, nor a gratitude test. You can join the attitude test at 18 UTC. If you feel like speaking your mind, there you will find a program designed to let you say your piece to the world, a place where you'll be free. You can call or you can write, you can verbally have a fight. It's on every Sunday night at 18 UTC. So come and join the attitude test. It's not a platitude test nor a gratitude test. You can join the attitude test with subjects of your choice on the Global Voice. Thank you.
I'm with you. It doesn't matter where we are or what we're doing. I'm with you, that's all that matters. Time passes much too quickly when we're together laughing. I wish I could sing it to you. Oh no, I wish I could sing it to you. Words to say when I kiss you.
Chicago with Beginnings here on At the Tone. I'm DJ Frederick.
You're listening to the Global Voice. You're listening to the Global Voice. We'll be right back.
The Cosmic Eye Dream Sequence here on At The Tone. I'm DJ Frederick, and you're listening on the right frequency, The Global Voice, at theglobalvoice.info.
In 1918 or so, a young soldier was killed in World War I. His little brother, living in my neighborhood, planted several spruce trees as a living memorial. In 1981, when I was walking down Peabody Street hoping to find a house for sale, I fell in love with one of those trees. I had no idea of its history or anything. I simply fell in love with its magnificence towering over the neighborhood. It was in the backyard of a little house with a for sale sign, so 35 years later, here we are. That tree's sheltering branches have held all manner of birds, from owls to crossbills. My children ran around the trunk. I gazed at it from my home office window. It's been a solid presence in my daily life for 35 years. And then, in a heartbeat, or rather a 90-mile-per-hour gust of wind, the tree crashed to the ground, uprooted. The storm at 3:30 a.m. Thursday caused a huge swath of damage throughout much of Duluth, leaving over a third of the city without power. I'm writing this on Sunday, day 4 of the disaster, and we're still without electricity. Minnesota Power said power might not be back in my neighborhood, part of the epicenter, until late Thursday, over a week after the storm. They brought in crews from as far as Missouri, but the disaster is more widespread than anything they've dealt with before. The spruce fell from northwest to southeast, diagonally filling much of the backyard. It fell directly on the power line. There was no way it could have missed that, yet missed the house and even my bird feeders. I like to think that in a final act of courage, the tree fell that way on purpose. We're going to use the bottommost section of trunk to make a solid little table for me, and I want to keep the very top branches. The sixth grade boy next door was devastated that a tree across the street crashed down in this storm. He remembers putting his arms around the tree when he was little, and it's provided an important hiding place for him when playing Nerf wars with his best friend. He told me that a lot of people think trees are just trees, but, quote, people like us know better. That's the thing about storms. They take us out of ourselves and bring people together, whether to help each other or to grieve together. This power outage is helping me notice which energy uses I don't miss and which are vital. Temps reached 93 here on Thursday and 96 on Friday. It wasn't as horrible as it could have been. We've never had air conditioning and have always been good at cooling down the place at night and closing it up tight in the morning. But our stove is electric, and our on-demand gas water heater works with an electric operating system. We've been buying a couple of large blocks of ice every day, but this has gone on too long, and most of the food in our fridge and freezer is no longer salvageable. I'm doing just fine without TV, and am using my phone as an internet hotspot, but no TV is such a loss for my 97-year-old mother-in-law, who has short-term memory problems, so keeps forgetting why she can't watch Jeopardy, Wheel of Fortune, or our evening lineup. I'm grateful she's not on a CPAP or other electrically run support system, but many people in Duluth are. A few of my friends who live in the country boast about how they're off the grid, even as they depend on backup generators and wood-burning stoves that are far, far less energy efficient and more polluting per kilowatt produced than the electricity produced by the power company. Those other systems contribute to climate change just as badly. Somehow we need to face these problems together as a community, all of us recognizing our dependence on some kinds of energy and how we personally contribute to the problems and must be part of the solution. But right now, I'm yearning for an ice-cold drink and mourning my tree. I'll think about solving the world's problems tomorrow. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.
I am Steve Bauer, and all my friends call me the Jazz Man, and I host Smooth Jazz USA. Each week, I give you 2 hours of some of the best in smooth and contemporary jazz. It's not your daddy's jazz, it's our jazz, today's best music. So I hope you can join me every Monday at 22 hours Universal. That's 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 Central, for Smooth Jazz USA, here on the Global Voice.
You're listening to the most interactive station on the internet. This is the Global Voice.
Thank you. bring a new day. The sun is overhead, shining brightly. Rise and shine.
Barbara Moore with Bright and Shining here on At the Tone. This is DJ Frederick. I want to say thank you for listening. I'll be back next week with more library music. Until then, keep exploring the colors in your mind and keep tuned in to the music of the earth. We'll be right back.